burial sites.
In the Spanish residential school, there was a young boy that died of chickenpox. They say he had lumps on his face, and he passed away. So in Serpent River, his family and the people of the village took that small child and wrapped him in birch bark, and they buried him at the old village site. There is a big graveyard in the old village site. The people wrapped him up in birch bark and placed him in a shallow grave. But the people who ran the Spanish residential school claimed, "No, because he was baptized, we have full rights to that body under God's authority." The people from the school actually went to the Indian burial site in Serpent River, and they dug up the boy from his grave, and they took his body back to Spanish and put him in an unmarked grave. That is where his remains are still today. That the people from the Spanish residential school stole the body from the grave and put the body in another grave is not unique or strange, because they probably did that all the time. What makes this story unique is they actually documented everything that happened with the family and with the burial, with everything. The French person documented what he saw and wrote. "When we arrived at the gravesite, the Anishinaabe were dancing at the grave. They said they were celebrating the life of the young person and that they were dancing in circles around the grave. They recorded that on the grave, on top, the Anishinaabe had made a little wigwam made out of birch bark, and inside that wigwam, they had placed food. On the west side of the grave, they had a fire, and they said that they were cooking on the fire. The ritual of dancing around the grave would last for 10 to 15 minutes and then stop. The people would eat, tell stories, then the dancing would start again. So when the residential school people went up to this grave and said, 'We have to take this body,' Anishinaabe said, 'You can't bother the body because it's traveling. It's going west. It's going home.' That's what he recorded them saying. The residential school people said, 'We have no choice.' And the Anishinaabe said, 'If you bother it, maybe Nina Bougie will get mad at you.' Of course, the French people from the residential school laughed because they felt like they were the boss of everything. And I guess, and at that time, they probably really were. The residential school people started to dig the grave, and again, they recorded everything. And what they said was that when they started to dig the grave, which is located uphill a little bit from the lake, the mother was crying down at the edge of the lake. The Anishinaabe said that the residential school people couldn't understand why she was crying so hard, because her son was going to go to heaven and not to hell. They took the body of her son and they unrolled the birch bark, and what they found inside the birch bark were supplies. They found dry meat, they found dried berries, they found a little knife, they found a candle, they found a little axe and moccasins, and the boy was painted red with onamen. The residential school people wanted to clean the boy up, so they actually took the body back to Spanish and they washed the sacred paint off the boy and put him in a suit of some sort, and they buried him in an unmarked grave and never told the parents where he was buried. When you listen to that story, it's a very tragic story, right? The tragedy is not just the fact that the boy was stolen from our gravesite, but our way of life, how we looked at the spirit world, was also stolen too. Because all those little children buried at the residential school, obviously their family believed that there was a spirit road that went from east to west, and all our customs and ceremonies we believe in were robbed from them when their children were taken and buried in unmarked graves.